You are standing in the cavern of the evil wizard. All around you are the carcasses of slain ice dwarves. Melt wizard. What do you want to melt him with?
God!
What do you think I want to melt him with?
I told you to take out the garbage!
Just a second! Bro.
Josh, can you hear what your mother said?
1 minute!
Joshua Baskin!
Your hesitancy has cost you dearly. The wizard, sensing your apprehension, unleashes a fatal bolt from the ice scepter. With luck, you'll thaw in several million years. Great.
I know she likes you. I'll find out, okay?
Shimmy, shimmy, go, go, pop. Shimmy, shimmy, rock. Shimmy, shimmy, go, go, pop. Shimmy, shimmy, rock. I'm a girlfriend of Triscuit. Cheese and Triscuit. A biscuit. Ice cream, soda pop, vanilla on top. Ooh, shut it up. Walking down the street. 10 times a week. I'm in it. I said it. I told my mama to spread it. I'm cool. I'm hot. Stop. You're so cool.
Okay, remember about Cynthia. Don't worry. I'm as interested as you are.
This isn't fair.
Buddy, we've been talking about this for months. We knew this was going to happen when Rachel got older.
Why can't she stay in your room?
Because being part of a family means sharing responsibilities.
Great. But do I have to share my room?
I'm a person. I am not your maid. Can any of you appreciate that? You walked in here like it's some kind of a resort, lounging around, waiting for your dinner to be cooked, your clothes to be ironed. But what about me, huh? Have you ever once thought about how I feel?
Do you know what it's like to work 8 hours and come home to this?
Every single day! None of you ever offer to help me! Why?
I can't do it alone anymore.
Just can't.
And if you tell them anything that goes on in this room, Well, you'll be sorry. So, will you tell me?
You're in.
What do you mean I'm in?
Cynthia Benson.
What about her?
You ready for this? She doesn't like Barry anymore.
So?
So what do you mean, so? That's it, she's available.
Billy.
It doesn't mean...
John.
Hey, it's after midnight. Well, say goodnight to Billy.
Good night, Billy. I gotta go.
Good night, Mrs. Baskin!
Meet you at the Ferris wheel.
Half hour.
Ride this ride.
What?
Hey, I don't make the rules. Next! Next!
Well, that's a stupid rule.
Look, why don't you try to kiddie with me? You.
See you, Josh.
No problem. Step up.
Thank you.
my wish. Right. I wish I were big.
No, no, don't make me do it. I'm only part-time. Sorry.
What is he doing in his sleep?
Honey, I put out some clean clothes. Bring down your dungarees and stuff for the laundry, okay?
Okay.
Getting a cold, Josh?
No. Fine.
He's got a cold. Now Rachel's gonna get a cold. I'm gonna get a cold. His father's gonna get a cold.
Oh!
You want orange juice? What about your breakfast?
I made this whiz on the machine.
Oh, no, no,
I turned me into a grown-up. It was last night at the carnival. My birthday is November 3rd. Mom, I got a B in my history test.
Yes, take the purse again. I have anything that's in it. Go away.
My baseball team is called the Dukes. I made this for you. Who are you calling? I have a birthmark behind my left knee.
You bastard, what did you do to my son?
I am your son, Mom.
Where is my child?
Mom.
Where is my son?
Sweatshirt with a hood on it that said Giants across the front. He ran in here. He ran into the kitchen. He followed me around that pillar there. And when I got into the kitchen, he turned around and he pulled out his pants and he exposed his hymen. I can't.
Betty ran away. Wish I could.
Want me to pack your bags?
So could you wish for $1 million? Take that off. Don't worry, I got it all figured out. Go to the city, lay low for a couple days, find that Zoltar thing you made your wish. You'll be home by Thursday.
It grew all over. Why can't I just tell them what happened?
You did, and your mom tried to kill you.
It's going to get me an awful lot of trouble because of this.
I'll probably be so happy to see you, you'll probably get a new bike out of it. Come on, let's get going. Oh.
I'm supposed to go to Minneapolis on my folks.
You'll be all right. Here. stuff too.
You stole it?
It's a Mario system.
St. James, Josh. It's religious. Hi.
Hi. We would like a hotel room, please.
$17.50 a night for the room, $10 deposit for the sheets. You go straight to the top of the stairs. The last door on the right. Next to the bathroom. Wait a second, I'll show you. Have a pleasant stay.
Thanks.
Hey, Angel, get out of that bathroom now!
I don't want to stay here by myself.
I can't help it, Josh. I gotta be home by 10. Look, I'll cut classes tomorrow and find that Zoltar thing before you know it, okay? Just one night. Alright?
Alright.
Good.
What if I can't sleep?
It's probably better if you don't. See you in the morning.
Well, you know, at what time?
8:30. I'd use a chain if I were you.
Anything more?
we'll find it today?
Big city, Josh. I bet there's a million Zoltar machines.
Well, where should we start first?
I don't know. Oh, let's try the next street.
I told you, it's not a video game.
Now what is it?
Well, it's not a video game.
This one's got a number. Is yours?
No. Oh, wait, here's one.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Do you have Zoltar?
No, I told you. I looked back in the background. I've got Powerhouse. I've got stuff.
We really need Zoltar.
What are the guys at our teams?
They have the license, though.
And where are we?
The licensing bureau.
Right, so all we gotta do is get a list of all the carnivals, then track it down. Can you quit your moping now?
I'm not moping.
Can I help you?
Yes. We would like a list of all carnivals and fairs.
And arcades.
Yeah,
carnivals.
Yeah. Fairs. Try Consumer Affairs, down the hall, room 111.
Thank you.
Fill this out in triplicate, $5 filing charge.
See?
1 month to process. You get it in 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Sometimes longer, but you could get lucky. Next, please. Fill this out in triplicate.
I'm going to be 30 years old for the rest of my life.
Come on. We'll figure something out. By the way, you may be older than that.
So now what?
I'll come and see you every day after school.
How?
I'll tell them I made the basketball team.
Won't have nothing to do.
You can get a job.
Can't get a job.
Why? Can't be any different in school. What are you good at?
I don't know. Making spitballs?
How about a delivery man?
I don't know how to drive.
Yeah, right. Cardiological technician, civil engineer.
No, Sarah.
Go ahead. Clerical transcriber.
Got it.
Yeah. Gross. God, that's gross.
Check, please. Go on and ask.
Collection agent, company clerk, computer operator, construction engineer.
Computer operator. Computer operator, read that one.
Josh, will you quit with your stupid computer?
Just read it.
McMillan Toys. Toys.
Wait, Josh.
Seeking experienced computer operators for all levels of system management. Candidates must perform data updates, malfunction isolation, monitoring of cluster performance.
Unless I can do that.
You can?
Sure. Hey, great, they use HP 3000s.
You understand all this?
Well, it's an old system.
Where do we go?
Imply in person McMillan Toys.
All right, let's go.
Miss.
Looks good.
McMillan Toys.
There you go.
Macmillan Toys, may I help you?
I'll use the upper key.
Yes, just have a seat.
Okay, okay, what's next? There.
Previous employment.
Your paper up.
I don't think I can put that.
Roads Regulation Director?
Yeah.
Yes, hold on just a moment, please.
What's he got?
Security number?
32725.
What is that?
A locker combination.
Great.
Mr. Baskin?
Yes.
The personnel director will see you now. Your son can wait out here.
Gee, okay. Son, you should sit down and don't give the lady any trouble now.
Sure, Dad.
This way.
Don't forget. Look him in the eye.
A couple of numbers missing on your Social Security.
Oh, 12.
Says here you've got 4 years' experience.
Yes.
All on computers.
Where did you go to school?
It was called George Washington.
Oh, GW. My brother-in-law got his doctorate there. Did you pledge?
Yes. Every morning.
It happened again. David, the girl is absolutely useless. You have got to get me someone who knows what she is doing. Excuse me. I'm not getting any of my mail. Nothing has been filed. Ever since she got engaged, my life has been a disaster.
Well, you know, she came so highly recommended.
She spent the last 3 months writing down her married name. Mrs. Judy Hicks. Mrs. Donald Hicks. Mrs. Judy Mitchelson Hicks. Sometimes with a hyphen, sometimes without a hyphen. Sometimes she spells the hyphen.
Oh. Well, I really don't know where I can put her.
Put her on unemployment.
When can you start?
Soon.
Miss Toy. I'll transfer.
Brent?
Susan?
Where's Mildred? She's out of bed.
Again?
It's easy to
please.
That's very important to you.
Open that. What's the joke?
Is it a small?
Oh, Miss Lawrence.
Well, it works.
See, when she opens her shower present, everything she says she'll say on her wedding night, only she doesn't know it. So, when you read the list, you're
answering my phone.
I'll get it.
Oh, I need a towel.
Paul Davenport's office, can I help you?
Susan Lawrence, is he in?
Of course.
Thank you.
Susan.
Paul, if I don't have a man tonight, I'm absolutely going... Yeah, hold.
Preliminary voice runs on Princess Gwendolyn. All comments should be directed to Jack Taylor no later than Thursday.
One day, I'll find my prince.
Alternate version number one.
One day, my prince will come.
Alternate version number two.
I want you to steal all the money from Mummy's purse and buy all my accessories. The more you buy me, the more I'll love you.
Just kidding, Susan.
Start you off on last week's preschool orders. It'll take a few days. Give you a chance to find your way around. You smoke?
Well, just once, but only on break and in the coffee room. Most of that's pretty straightforward stuff. If you have any questions, come to me. Good luck.
Bye. Dinky Link. Seven. Jimmy's toy box. Squirmy.
Hey. Hi, Scott Brennan.
I'm Josh Baskin.
Listen, what are you trying to do? Get us all fired?
Huh?
You gotta slow down. Pace yourself. Slowly, slowly, slow.
Sorry. Today's my first day.
I know.
So how long have you worked here?
5 years. Work stinks, but the fringe benefits are great. See that girl over there in the red? Say hi to her and she's yours. She'll wrap her legs around you so tight you'll be begging for mercy.
Well, I'll stay away from her then.
Excuse me. Yeah, Brennan. I gave it to you yesterday. Oh, here it is. I don't have time, Mr. Oxford. Let the new guy do it.
Yeah.
We haven't shipped it out yet.
Okay, you gotta be quiet. People are trying to work here.
Harry!
They can't think. We're gonna go in the other room and see some toys. Come on.
Yeah. Harry.
Come on, you guys. See you later. Trouble.
We're pregnant?
Huggy Bear took a nosedive.
That's not possible.
Look at these figures, Paul. Third quarter profits off 40%. Pre-orders down 55%. I'm not talking about one toy. I'm talking about the whole goddamn line. Huggy Bear Mama, Huggy Bear Papa. Goddamn baby's off 60%.
You must feel awful.
I must feel awful?
You must.
Paul, I think we must feel awful.
Well, yeah, I feel bad, too.
This whole line was your idea.
I think that if you just march right in and talk with McMillan...
It's not my fault.
Honey, are we trying to fix this thing, or are we trying to place blame? If that'll make you feel better, I'll go in there with you while you talk to him.
Thank you.
I taught him everything he knows.
Hi, this is Matthew.
Well, I live right over by the river.
And I just want to confirm your address.
You ever seen Brooklyn by Dawn?
Gotcha.
Hey, does it sound like I'm begging? I am.
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Mrs. Baskin?
Yes?
How are you?
Who is this?
I just wanted you to know that Josh is all right, Nina, and he's okay and everything.
You have my boy?
Yeah, and you're going to get him back, just the way he was.
Look, I swear to God, if you do anything to him, if you touch one hair on his head... I will spend the rest of my life making sure you suffer.
Wow, thanks.
Let me talk to Josh.
Oh, he can't come to the phone right now.
Why not? What did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything to him. I think he's a terrific kid.
I want proof that he's all right.
All right. Ask me something that only he would know. Then I'll ask him for you, and that way you'll know that he's... Okay.
Ask him what I used to sing to him when he was a little boy.
Isn't there something else that you'd rather ask him?
Ask him.
I got it. Memories. Like a corner of my mind, misty water called her memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures. Look, you're going to see him again really soon. I promise. I cross my heart and hope that we'll talk about this later.
That's total bullshit, Paul.
But, sir, the favorability rating...
Come on, let's not lie to ourselves. If a kid likes a toy, it sells, that's all.
But every bit of research and focus...
It worked in the research, it worked in the testing, it just didn't work with a kid.
Why don't you watch where the hell you're going?
Are you okay?
You okay? I am fine.
You could kill somebody running around here like
all
that.
All right, Paul. Boss should get knocked on his ass once in a while. It's good for him.
I don't know, sir. Maybe you should see a doctor.
Cry not loud, Paul. I'm fine.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Where are you going anyway, son?
I was going to the Xerox room because I needed these by 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's good. Nothing wrong with a little hustle. Nothing at all. Right, Paul?
It's good to see a little hustle for a change. What do you mean? My hustle?
Sir? Sir.
Ferris!
Thank you.
Brennan! Baskin!
What is this?
Payday.
Hey, whoa, where's mine?
$187?
Yep.
Ah! Ah!
They really screw you, don't they?
Hi.
Hi. So how would you like that?
Three dimes, $100 bill, and 87 ones. I'm never eating again.
It wasn't that bad.
It was the bull ride, did it?
No. It was the pork rinds.
Pork rinds! I sure had fun, didn't I?
Yeah. I sure did. Get
that baby. Shut up. Come on. Some help. Oh, please. I give you all the help I can. You drive me nuts.
Andrew, never here.
I'm just going out for a little while. I'll be back when I want to, okay? Hello. Is this the Baskin residence?
Yes.
Hi.
Who's this?
We're conducting a consumer survey, and we were wondering what kind of medicine you would give to your family.
For what?
For a stomach ache.
Neptopixma.
How often do you give that?
Every 4 hours.
Every 4 hours. Okay. Thank you.
The big dog.
work for me, don't you?
Yes. I thought so. What, are you here with your kids? No. Oh, I was just looking around.
Oh. Me too. I come here every Saturday. I can't see this on a marketing report.
What's a marketing report?
Exactly. Come on. What do you think of that?
The championship hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Only the...
Only what?
Well, the pieces don't move.
What do you mean?
Well, on the old set, you could slide the men up and down the ice, and now all they do is spin around. It's more like real hockey the old way. Why'd they change it?
I don't know.
See, the Star Planets are good because you can change all the pieces. But I never liked the Galactic Cons. You only get one robot, and they don't come with a vehicle. Plus, you can't take them underwater, and if you do, they... Neat.
Okay, let's check out the... Vice President? He's only been here a week. Vice President?
And he came from data processing.
He's out of his mind. The old man has finally lost it.
Did you know he gave him Bob's old office?
Bob's? Bob's office? Bigger than my office.
There's gotta be a reason. Things like this don't happen unless there's a reason.
That means if the President dies, you get to take over?
No, they got 100 of them. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Come on in.
Look at this place. Bigger than the principal's office.
How would you know?
Remember that explosion in science?
Oh, yeah.
Crocker killer.
$59.95.
You know, that only cost $10 to make.
Get out of here.
What is this?
Oh, well, this is just... They just put this in here.
So what did it make you do for all this?
Well, I play with all of this stuff. And then I go in and I tell them what I think. Yeah.
And they pay you for that?
Yeah.
Suckers!
Oh, thank you, Miss Patterson. Hey, Miss Patterson, could you call down the media and have them send up the videotape of the Giants-Broncos Super Bowl and have them edit out all the commercials and talking and stuff?
Yes, Mr. Baskin.
Thanks.
You're the luckiest guy I know.
some of the padding out.
Whoa!
Look, you know this is an office, not a playground.
Did you check Mattel?
Nothing.
Time now to check the day's business
news. Coleco?
Yeah.
He can't come from nowhere, Susan. He has to come from somewhere. How about Hasbro?
Yes, and Fisher-Price and Worlds of Wonder. I have called everywhere. Nobody's ever heard of him.
This is just terrific.
It's not my fault.
Today's arrest bring the current Wall Street total up to 18 in the past 2 months.
I know him.
Those under indictment include 5 senior vice presidents, 2...
Now they're arresting businessmen? What, the new American crime? Trying to earn a living?
...the most coveted position on Wall Street. The
basket.
Executive suite seems recently to have become...
Susan, he has to come from somewhere.
I'm Raymond...
This tall guy comes from data processing.
Terrific. That's just terrific. This is just terrific.
You're being paranoid, Paul.
These tests were conducted over a 6-month period using a double-blind format of 8 overlapping demographic groups. Every region of the country was sampled. The focused testing showed a solid base in the 9 to 11-year-old bracket with a possible carryover into the 12-year-old. When you consider that GoBots, Transformers, hold 37% market share,
sorry,
and that we are targeting the same area, I think that we should see 1/4 of that, and that is 1/5 of the total revenue from all of last year. Thank you. Any questions?
No.
Not for me.
Yes?
I don't get it.
What exactly don't you get?
It turns from a building into a robot, right?
Precisely.
Well, what's fun about that?
Well, if you had read your industry breakdown, you would see that our success in the action figure area has climbed from 27% to 45% in the last 2 years. There, that might help.
Oh.
Yes.
I still don't get it.
What?
What don't you get, Josh?
Well... there's a million robots that turn into something. And this is a building that turned into a robot. What's fun about playing with a building?
That's not any fun. This is a skyscraper.
Well, couldn't it be like a robot that turns into something like a bug or something?
A bug?
Yeah. Like a big prehistoric insect with maybe like giant claws that could pick up a car and crush it like that.
A prehistoric transformer?
Interesting.
Gentlemen,
so the robot turns into a bug.
Gentlemen,
oh, listen to him.
You've got a very good idea here.
The robot turns into a bug.
This is a great idea.
Some of the water bugs, different sizes and things. And
we could do ladybugs.
You could have them wreck buildings.
Transformers for girls.
A building
is an earth bug.
This doesn't just happen. This guy just doesn't happen. He doesn't come to a meeting and say bugs.
Well done, Josh. Well done.
Oh, he is vicious.
Not vicious.
Oh, come on, Susan. Don't kid yourself. That man is a killer.
All he said was he didn't get it.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Just take it in the bag. Yeah, going for the throat, trying to eviscerate me. You see the look on McMillan's face?
Mm-hmm. It's quite a unique space. The lines are so clean, and you don't get any of that partition quality. It has 50-foot ceilings, old hardwood floors, ample closet space, a modern kitchen, a brand new bathroom with a jet stream jacuzzi. We'll take it.
Baskin, rental delivery.
Dear Mom and Dad, they said
that I could write you and let you know I was okay.
Check it out, check it out.
So far, they're treating me fine. I got enough to eat and am perfectly safe.
Rebound.
They say I'll get out of here in about a month. In the meantime, it's a lot like camp. I watch TV and even get outside once in a while. I know you miss me, but try not to worry. I think this experience might even be good for me. I love you very much, and I know I'll see you soon. Your son, Joshua. P.S. Give Rachel a kiss from her big brother.
Hey.
Sorry I'm late. The computers were down for like 45 minutes. There's nothing I could do about it.
What is this?
Well, it's a letter my mom.
She's going to be...
No, you don't mail it.
Now you're going to get her off.
No, I'm not. It's just a letter to say I'm okay and stuff.
Come on. Why can't I go with you?
I told you, Billy, it's only for people in the company, so you can't.
I could be your assistant.
Billy.
Fine. Fine. Just go to your fancy party while I stay at home by my mailbox and wait for your stupid carnival list.
It's just this once, okay?
Sure.
That's a beautiful fit. Here, take this, go over to the mirror, put the hat on, and look at yourself.
Man, what color would you call this?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to rent a tuxedo.
I see. Is there any particular occasion?
Yeah, the company's having a party.
Well, then you probably want something simple. Maybe a nice black.
Yeah.
Wow,
feel
bad.
What do you think?
I like it.
Look at these. Yeah, usually, this type of tuxedo is popular with students. Senior proms, juvenile dress-ups, maybe a fancy one.
What kind of tuxedo is this?
That's not a tuxedo. That's a morning coat.
Well, what do you call this?
Ugly.
Oh, hey, I've got it.
I really want to go home.
We got off the wrong foot. Let's start again. I smell my neck.
I was hoping for a raise, sir.
A raise?
Just a little one.
All right, a little one. Jim, have a good time. I'll see what I can do. Okay,
thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right.
Come on, George. You can't sell to the parents. You sell to the kids.
I disagree.
Listen, you hit them at 7 o'clock in the morning while their folks are still asleep. Then you get them good and jacked up for 3 hours so that by 10 o'clock they're ripping the house apart. It's timing, George. Timing. You want that parent to wake up listening to little Jennifer screaming, puppy pal, puppy pal.
It's very beautiful, and I'm having a lovely time.
I'm delighted, Miss Patterson.
It's much better than last year. I just wanted to tell you that.
How are you kids doing here?
Double up on the scotch, will you? Right
away, sir. Here you are,
Susan. Susan.
Love your tux.
I think she's as famous as the maitre d's.
Have you decided what you're doing on the Danbury line?
No, I haven't.
I think if you got everyone's input up front, I mean, right from the beginning.
Susan, have a drink.
What?
Have a couple of drinks. It's a party.
Gosh. Glad you make it.
I bet he gets another raise.
Now that's what I call a tuxedo.
I rented it. This is a real bow tie, though. I tied it myself.
And that's why I was late.
No, not at all.
Let me show you around.
Hey, this is Pastor Hyde. The guy from the meeting. Hi.
Like a drink, a champagne, glass of wine?
No, no. Just...
Why not, dude?
You on a wagon? No, I'm at a party.
Can't amortize like that. So I show him the schedule, and then he says, it's not accepted accounting procedure. I say, you little piss there.
You better buy your own.
Yeah. You get a load of that guy.
Look, my feet really hurt.
Yeah? You want me to rub? You know, most people, they don't know how to rub. I think it's in the thumbs. Now, put some eucalyptus oil on them. Always great. I'm really excited about this. Yeah, I don't know. Thanks.
Guy's a goddamn knockoff artist.
What do you mean?
Amphibian? He takes 10,000 G.I. Joes. Slap some gills on them, webs their feet, packs their moves.
Come on.
Sorry.
Same people having all the same discussion, like they cloned some party in 1983 and kept spinning it out again and again and again. I loved your ideas on the squeezy doll line.
Thanks.
So incisive. Beluga. Macmillan orders it every year.
Title of Jim,
then ask for it. All right. Okay. You want a glass of water? Need something to drink?
Can I have a milkshake or something?
I got a car outside. You want to get out of here?
Uh-huh.
Let's go. I'm not really a big one for parties. You know, I like things that are a little more intimate.
Wow. Is this your car?
Well, it's a company's car.
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
office, we don't really get a chance to know them. I mean, just being with you here tonight, I really get a sense of who you are.
I can eat these fries.
No, no.
Hey, mister, you want some of these fries? We're not going to eat them.
No, no, thank you. No.
See, it's hard in a business situation. I mean, there's this invisible line, and even if you're attracted to someone, are you going to call someone before?
No.
I mean, at this point in my life, don't play with the risk. I'm really vulnerable right now. You know, and I mean, I lost my job.
It's your seat. Great. Hey, come on up. That was my apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd love to see where you live. Have you always lived alone?
No, not always.
Oh. Just recently, or?
Yeah.
Give yourself a couple of days. It'll pass.
Well, they said it was going to take 6 weeks.
It can be painful, but that's what they invented Xanax for, right?
Watch your step.
Thank you. I'm not sure we should do this yet.
Do what?
Well, I mean, I like you, and I want to spend the night with you.
Do you mean sleep over?
Well, yeah.
Okay. But I get to be on top.
You live here?
Yeah. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You, want soda?
Huh?
Soda? You want one?
Yeah, soda.
I'm gonna make this up so you don't need any quarters.
Stop! Don't!
Go! Glue's not dried yet. Sorry.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You want to play pinball?
No.
You don't need quarters for this either. It's free.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Is that a trampoline?
Yeah. You want to try it?
No.
You should. It's really fun. It's simple, too. Come on. Come on. You'll like it. And it's really easy, too. No, it's simple.
Some wine.
Take off your shoes. Take off your shoes.
All right. No, I'll watch.
Come on, it's fine. I'll do it with you. Come on. Alright.
Help me up?
Sure.
Hey.
Okay. Jump.
You want me to jump?
Jump.
There, now I can have a drink.
Oh, no. Look, really, Jim. I mean, you know, stand there and get air is all. Go ahead. Get some air between you and the tramp. Come in.
There.
Oh, come on. I'll do it with you, all right? To show you how to do it. Ready? Come on. Jump. See? Just this. That's all there. That's all there. Here you go. Here you go. Yeah. Easy. can make it through this. Hello! How'd you do that?
Okay, I'm attacking China from Mongolia. I lose two.
They glow in the dark compass room, so you won't get lost.
Last night?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you left pretty quick.
Gave him a ride home, Paul.
Oh. Did he enjoy it?
Don't be ridiculous.
Ah, that's me, Mr. Ridiculous. Still the old guy.
I don't feel like going out tonight.
What do you mean? They're your friends.
I don't know.
Come on, leave it, leave it. Would you quit it? You have to play with everything?
Bastion? Bastion? All right, Raya, go, 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 go.
Wouldn't you rather play basketball? I know how to play that. We could be like a team for the McMillan Company.
No.
I'm not very good at sports, but I'll give it a try. My best sport is video hockey.
That isn't a sport.
Well, it takes eye to hand coordination.
It's not a sport if you don't sweat.
Well, what about golf? You don't sweat, that's a sport.
Yeah, and you're not sitting there letting some machine do all the work.
What about car racing?
Now, shut up, basket.
What are the rules again?
I told you. Over the line on the serve, yellow is out of bounds. Play to 21. Ready?
Oh. Sorry. 1-0. Hold it.
Come on, get it.
Okay.
Attaboy. Okay, you ready?
All
right.
Oh,
nice try.
That was in.
2-0. Just made it. 2-0. Ready? Okay, here we go.
Go. Sam, good. 1-4.
Whoa.
What's the matter? You said it had to be over the line on a serve.
No, I did not. Now give me the goddamn ball.
What's cheating?
Give me the goddamn ball, will you?
No.
Give me the ball, you little shit. Give me the ball. Give me the goddamn ball. I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Give me the... Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Play his game.
But tried to play his game. He beat me up. He's scared of me. He wanted to punch me.
He punched you because he's scared of you.
I don't get it.
It's just the way he is. Everything's a fight with him. Everyone's an enemy. It's not just a job for him. It's a war.
How come you're so nice?
What?
Well, you work just as hard as he does, and you're not like that.
You don't know me that well.
Yes, I do. You're one of the nicest people I've met.
How do you do it?
Come in. Josh.
Hi.
What time is it?
It's 10 o'clock or something.
What are you doing here so late?
I finished up on the Astro Blaster.
So, what do you think?
It's okay.
I know what you mean. Astro Blaster, Laser Mite, they're all the goddamn same. Wasn't always that way. I remember. There was this duck once.
You mean like a rubber duck for the bath?
No. Just a little wooden, quacky duck. And a string on the bottom and... You fold them forward, you waddle them side to side, and I realized if you put the head on a hinge, just a little wooden dowel, then the beak would peck at the ground when it pulls forward. Oh. I had an idea. Look at this. Come over here. You know what this is? It's a report on how to expand in the adventure market past the 12-year-old cutoff point. You can't do that. It doesn't work.
Why not?
You can't keep a kid from growing up. All a 13-year-old boy wants is a 13-year-old girl. And I sure don't know how to build one of those.
Muscles.
What's this? What does it look like? Shampoo, razor, toothpaste, two neckties, and your exercise tape. Oh, and I want my keys back.
Sure. Just some scratches, honey. He'll get over
them. Oh, that's nothing to do with him.
Oh, well, what is this, then? Your one big moment of redemption?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Well, come on, Susan. He's just another link in the chain. First it was Tom Caulfield, then Hanlon, then Golding, then me. Am I missing somebody?
It's not like that anymore.
What is so special about Baskin?
He's a grown-up.
Susan.
I can't believe you brought up Golding.
Can't believe you slept with him.
Catch the little
kid. And then a picture of him.
Come
on,
come on.
I can't, Billy.
What do you mean you can't? Of course you can.
No,
it's your birthday.
I have to go somewhere.
Where?
Well, I have to go meet somebody, and...
It's like all night.
Yeah, I know, but... See, I just... Well, I can't right now, okay? But I'll call you, all right? Okay? I'll give you a call.
Well, thanks again, Billy. It was fun.
Hi. Do you want to come in?
Sure.
Sit down. Go?
Drive, except they're on this rail, so you can't get off the road. So you're not really big. You have a really big gob of mustard, right?
What?
Mustard, right?
Where?
Right there.
Is it gone?
Well,
that gone?
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, music?
Want to dance?
Dance?
But we don't have to if
okay.
you don't want to.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are you cold?
Mm-hmm.
We could get some hot chocolate. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You want my jacket?
Come on, come on. I'm scared.
What do you want?
Oh, I haven't done this in a long time. What were you like when you were younger?
Oh, well, I wasn't much different.
I believe that about you. I've been thinking about you a lot. It's crazy. In my car, lying in bed. I've never gone out with someone like you. And with all the other men, there was so much to hide. I feel like I can tell you anything.
Susan? Something I think I should tell you.
What? You want the light on?
Coffee, please.
But you don't drink coffee.
And, make it black.
It was a dream, honey. Atlantic City was beautiful.
and Donald were so romantic.
I know I'm late with this, but congratulations, Mrs. Hicks.
Barbara, you are not going to believe this. Hold on.
You know, you should come to Vermont. It is so pretty up there right now.
We spent our anniversary there.
Oh, what? All you did was watch TV.
Well, I popped popcorn, too.
Mine,
he likes
too.
That intellectual stuff. Yeah.
Anybody happen to see that great documentary about Columbus on PBS the other night?
Mm-mm. No. Was it good?
I had no idea he had a fourth ship.
Yeah, the Santa Cristina.
That's right.
He only had that on his second trip, though.
You saw it, too?
No. But I used to study, you know, this stuff.
Really?
Well, why not?
Yeah. I need some help.
Not now, Adam.
Yeah, Dad, you said
you
were...
Adam,
you've had the roughest time
with
algebra.
What's the world about it?
We've tried tutors, everything.
With algebra? I used to study that, too.
Not mine.
Okay, look, forget all the X's and Y's stuff, because that was invented by some teacher that hates kids.
All right.
Let's imagine that Larry Bird is going to score 10 points in a quarter, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So how many points is he going to score in the entire game?
That's easy, that's 40 points.
Exactly. That's algebra.
Right. But it is.
Yeah, see, okay. One quarter
yeah.
is to 10 points that he scores in a quarter, just as four
you're
quarters
right.
in a whole game is to Y or X or whatever it is you're looking for.
Oh.
You can do this for earned run averages, field goal percentages, whatever.
That's pretty cool.
I don't want to hear it anymore. You constantly bring... I don't want home.
This is my house.
What's home?
Fine, it's your house.
You pay for it.
Billy, are you on the
me?
Phone?
I'm doing it.
Hey, Billy, get off the phone.
Billy, get off the phone. This is your mother.
I've never done this before.
Kind of like a sweepstakes.
Get the art department.
Drop them. Get the phone.
Send out prison flowers. Hey, dinner, deli.
Maybe next year, right? Next year.
You can do it. I know you can.
I cannot plan a whole line.
Why? Nobody knows more about toys than Chris Gaines' company.
So then doing that means marketing and strategy and stuff like that?
All he wants is a proposal.
I can't.
You come up with the ideas and I'll handle the marketing.
Yeah. But...
Come on, it'll be neat.
All right, I don't know.
I don't have any good news for you boys or anything.
You've got great ideas.
Yo, can you walk the dog?
We got had a knock. It won't be like these where you just follow the story along. You would actually make a whole different story appear just by pressing these buttons.
An electronic comic book? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a living comic book. It's going to be different every time.
No, this is incredible. You're brilliant. You know that?
If you like one, you could see it, you know, over and over and over again.
You're wonderful.
Do you really like it?
Really?
I don't know. You think Mac will like it?
Oh, no, I think...
You know what we could do? We could do, like, sports comic books. Where, like, if he's going to, like, steal second or something like that, we could have sports books, baseball, football. Really, it would work for almost any sport there is. Hockey.
What is it we're doing?
Huh?
What's going on here?
Well, you know, we're... Something wrong? You don't like it?
No. It's... I mean, if it's an affair, that's one thing. But if it's... If it's something else... I mean, not that we have to know right now. We don't. But if we think that it could turn into something else, well... How do you feel about all this?
How do I feel about what?
Well, how do you feel about me?
Tell him I called again. Call Peggy. K-O-P-E-K-E.
Yes, I can spell, young man.
Yeah, right. Well, tell him it's important.
Goodbye.
Each page will be made up of 6 panels. There will be 30 pages per electronic comic book with a choice every 2 pages. No. Choice every 3 pages. But ours will also be in color.
Did I say that? Iris, did I say... I didn't say that right. Okay, yes. Well, whatever.
Do you have a list of storyline options?
Maybe.
Can I see them?
Maybe.
What was that?
What?
That sound.
What?
That. What are you doing? What is it?
Let me see your hand.
Did you make this?
No, Petey made it. Yeah.
What? What does it do?
Put your hand right there. No. Put your hand right there. Put your hand right there. Watch. Put your hand right
That's incredible. Mm. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get how it works.
Well, you need another person for sport. Although maybe it will work with a dog. I don't know.
All right, let's get back to work. Mm. Do you want some coffee?
Mm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Late again?
Yeah. Well, we were just... I guess got some coffee.
You know, you're looking good these days.
No.
Oh, yeah, you are. Well, I'm happy for you.
Well,
happy for both of you. I really am.
Good night.
Good night, Don.
Well, Wednesday would be better than Thursday. Yeah, I have a key example right here.
Where you been? I've been trying to reach you forever.
I'm in the middle of something, okay? Yeah.
All you gotta do is call.
Can you give me just a minute, please? Yes.
What are you talking about?
Would you come back at lunch? I'm a little bit busy right now. Could you come back? Hello?
Busy?
Billy?
Are you out of your mind?
Jesus, Billy. Miss Patterson, could you get them on
what
the phone?
What are you waiting for?
For me. I got work to do. Can't you understand that? I got a deadline to meet. God.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Hey!
Hey, you're Josh Baskin, remember? You broke your arm on my roof. You hid in my basement when Robert Dyson was about to rip your head off.
You don't get it, do you? This is important.
I'm your best friend. What's more important than that, huh? I'm 3 months older than you are, asshole.
I was just looking around in here. Your hair's getting longer.
I got it cut yesterday.
You had a birthday.
I know.
I got him missed anyway.
Pete Rose.
Yeah, they have these special shops where they do that.
You know, if you want, you can keep him until he... He'll be coming back real soon. Everything's gonna be okay.
Where you been? It's kind of late.
I was out.
Out where?
I took a walk.
Josh, what's wrong? What is it?
I haven't told you something because I didn't think that you were going to believe me. And even if you did believe me, I didn't think that you were going to like me anymore, so...
Oh, come here. You can tell me anything. What?
Susan, I'm not what you think I am.
What do you mean?
Before I met you, I was in Little League. I was in Little League, and I rode my bike to school, and I played with my friends and hung out with them. And
Josh, what are you talking about?
I want to go home. I miss my family, Susan, and I want to go home.
Oh, my God, you're married.
No. No.
I knew that this was too good to be true.
No,
I knew that there had to be something.
Susan, I'm not married.
You're not?
No. I'm a child.
What?
I'm a child, Susan. And I'm not ready for all of this.
Oh, that's fine. That's just great.
Well, you see what happened.
No, I understand. I'm not ready to make
No.
I'm not ready to accept.
No, you don't understand. I mean, I'm 13 years old.
Oh, and who isn't? You think that there isn't a frightened kid inside of me, too?
No, I mean, I really am 13. I went to bed one night, and I was a kid. And when I woke up the next morning, I was a grown-up.
Oh, right. And just yesterday, I was a schoolgirl with pigtails. Why are you doing this, Josh?
There was this carnival in New Jersey.
Please.
I made a wish on a machine. It was called a Zoltar machine.
Oh, stop it.
It was called a Zoltar machine. It had this bobbing head and looked just like a devil. And you got a cord in the devil's mouth, you can make a wish. And I did, so I made a wish to be famed. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that I changed into a grown-up, but I'm really just a kid.
Fine, Josh, you're a kid. Look, I really don't know what it is that you're trying to tell me. But we have a very big presentation to give tomorrow, so I'm going to get some sleep.
A Zoltar machine.
Nope, never heard of it.
And. Wait, I need a paper. Could you give me some gum? Thank you.
He's the most future one. Well, we'll get the card set up before everyone comes in.
Okay.
Yeah, do you have a Zoltar machine?
Got one right here.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah! Yeah, thanks! That's great! Yeah!
McMillan's boy. I'll transfer.
Sea Point Park, New York.
Well?
Yes.
They're waiting for you, Mr. Baskin.
Thanks.
See you around.
There's this flat screen on the inside with pictures on it, and you read it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down to the bottom, you have to make a choice of what the character is going to do. Like, if he's going to go in and fight the dragon, then you have to push one of the buttons.
Paul?
I don't get it.
Well,
Paul, stop it.
It's a comic book, but...
See, there's a computer chip inside which stores the choices. So when you reach the end of the page, you decide where the story goes. That's the point.
Terrific, Susan.
The kid makes his own decision.
This is really possible.
Yeah, in fact, it's a very simple program. Isn't that right?
So what happens when you run out of choices?
Well, that's the great thing. I mean, you can just sell different adventures. Just pop in a brand new disc, and you get a whole new set of options.
We could market this on a comic book rack.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
How much would the unit cost?
Well, our initial figure was around $7, with a retail cost of about $18.95.
Well, you expect a kid to pay $19 for a comic book?
I think a kid. Will you excuse me?
Oh, let him be.
Josh! You have to tell me where he went. Where did he go? Please, tell me. Tell me!
Sorry, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say.
God, you got your wish. I didn't listen. I guess I didn't hear
you
or want to. Or how would I have? Even if
I
did listen, how would
this.
I know? Why would I know that?
Look, I've been thinking about it, and there's a million reasons for me to go home, but there's only one reason for me to stay.
What? What reason is that?
Well, you.
So, what are you, 15, 16?
What? 13.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that explains it.
Maybe you could come with me.
No. No.
Why not?
I've been there before. It's hard enough the first time. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't know what I mean. I'll drive you home.
I'm sorry.
No, I'll be okay. You'll be fine. 10 years? Who knows? Maybe you should hold on to my number. Won't even remember me.
I'm just good enough.
What are you talking about? You've been hitting the ball over the fence almost every time in stickball. You just gotta get used to it out of that.
You really think I could do it?
Yeah. Come on, we'll hit some after supper.
Okay, I'll call for you.